Six music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the finest hour. It is of course 2 hours long. I'm with you till midnight if you're listening on Sunday. If you're listening again, I'm with you for the next 2 hours, whenever you're listening, wherever you are. That was The Chob. Never heard of them before. It's called We're Pretty Quick, brackets, as a matter of fact. And it was a recommendation, a Song for Guy recommendation from Sarah and David Razor. They've been in touch before, and I once speculated that because of the tracks that they both picked last time they were in touch, one being very beautiful, the other one being very dark, that living in their house is a constant struggle between good and evil. Sarah agrees with me. But they both love that tune, and their favourite lyric in it is, "Put your love in a bag and swing it round your head." Once again, that's We're Pretty Quick by The Chob. Loads of new music coming up, loads of Song for Guy recommendations. We'll, of course, be taking another Criminal cover version to face the music in It Was Murder. Beckopedia will drop by with a beautiful song from Sarah Vaughan. And what else is going on? We'll have a snippet, the third and final snippet from John Houston's Desert Island Discs. A very lovely song, sung by his father, no other. And also, in this back half of the show, I'm going to explore songs about colour. Just a tenuous way to link some great music together. This next song is a new one. It's out on the 10th of October. It's from Real Estate and it's called It's Real. It's got a beautiful, simple, jangly guitar pop element to it. But the way the vocals are done puts me in mind of all kinds of great music of the past. I'm in a fantastic mood and I can't wait to hear this tune and everything else on the programme. Shall we go? Let's go. It's Real from Real Estate. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
was Real Estate out on the 10th of October. That was called It's Real. Great, isn't it? We'll hear more from them, I'm sure of it. Okay, so a couple of times in the past month or so, I've been doing an organically grown new feature on the programme. Very simply, playing you a song that you almost certainly already know, but asking you to listen as if for the first time. The first one I did was Yesterday by the Beatles, and very satisfyingly I got people who are not necessarily Beatles fans saying they loved it, and it brought all things to the surface, all kinds of things to the surface. I then played Over the Rainbow with Judy Garland singing that, and we've had lots of emails from impressed people, including one from Lyndon Easterbrook, who says, my dad was a huge fan of Judy Garland, so her voice was heard around the house when I was young. It was great when my nieces asked to sing it at our wedding. They did a great job, and it rounded off our day beautifully to hear it on the radio last night. Many thanks, Lyndon and Joe in the Yorkshire Dales. And Luke Seawright has been in touch. Luke says, firstly, I have to say, when you played Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it really made me notice things I'd never have listened to before. The actual score behind it is amazing. Please keep doing the as if for the first time section. It's great. It needs a better title, this section, than as if for the first time. I don't like it. It reminds me of cruise ship bands. They might play songs called as if for the first time. Anyway, as a side note, I'd just like to point out that this email is coming from one of the Bangor boys. These are the lads at Belsonic that had come all the way from Bangor to Belfast to see us play, and we're very enthusiastic at the front there. I've also had an email from Richard Crawford, who is another of the Bangor boys. They're a great bunch of lads who really made our evening. So lots of love to all the Bangor boys, in particular Luke Seawright and Richard Crawford. Sam Jones was also in touch. Sam said, I always found Eva Cassidy's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow more striking, but I suppose your play on Six Music brought out the lyrical poetry for me. That sounds quite reluctant. I suppose your play brought out lyrical. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for getting in touch. Barney Harris says the segment might be called First Impressions. Yeah, it's all right. It's not genius. But thanks, Barney, for your contribution. Colin Bruce has been in touch and says, hi, GG. I hope it's all right to call you GG. Some of my oldest friends call me GG. Colin, you're more than welcome. Is it possible? I'd like us all to empty our heads and listen to Riders on the Storm by the Doors as if for the first time. Cheers, guy. Great. Keep up the good work, Colin Bruce. Well, bizarrely enough, Colin, Riders on the Storm by the Doors is one of those songs that I do know exactly where I was the first time I heard it. I used to get a lift to school with a guy called Leon Wheat. His mum and dad were both art tutors. His mum was a very beautiful Jewess with long black hair, and dad, who was an art lecturer as well, always seemed to be wearing a waistcoat and a fedora, a pair of characters, and lovely, lovely people. I remember they used to pick me up at Blackford Bridge in Bury in their little black Fiat Panda, and they always had some great tunes on driving us to school. I must have been about 11 or 12 at this point, and one day they had Riders on the Storm by the Doors on, and I just remember me and Leon absolutely pissing ourselves laughing at the lyrics, particularly his brain is squirming like a toad, which you know, in later life I thought I was Jim Morrison for a while. I used to act more drunk than I was and open my shirts almost to the waist, stagger around thinking it was cool to be wasted. Of course it's cool to be wasted. That is not the opinion of the BBC, etc, etc, etc. So many years later, I loved the Doors and wanted to be in the Doors, but my first impression of Riders on the Storm was how ridiculous the lyrics are. I have to say, at this particular time, Morrison's lyrics don't inspire me at all, but I loved the music at such an important time in my life, like when I was 17 and 18, I first joined the band, that I loved the music. So I'm not going to use this track as our first impressions track. I've got another one of them lined up in the second hour of the show, but I will listen to Riders on the Storm with you, and thanks very much for your emails, everyone. Look out for those crappy lyrics among the beautiful music. Thank you.
storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, on the storm, riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. We'll be right back.
Ah, it's great though, isn't it? Riders on the Storm by The Doors. I did really, really enjoy that. Lovely. Lovely music don't just take care of itself, of course. No, no, no. You need good police. Our Victim, originally written in 1959 by Jacques Brel, was a heartbreaking French ballad whose sad sentiment translated beautifully into English, providing vocal giants such as Dusty Springfield with an emotional epic of a song. And the musical Marauders with The Perfect Victim. First to dive in was the tan troubadour himself, Julio Iglesias, whose ruthless attempts to drown it in an alarming amount of vibrato, cheesy keyboards and excessive reverb were almost successful, but thankfully it managed to escape by using an abandoned synthesizer as a buoyancy aid. Next, in an overly dramatic execution, Detroit diva Freda Payne, to the beat of marching drums, dragged it towards a musical firing squad. Luckily, their pitiful audio ammunition couldn't hit the side of a barn. Then, in an evil attempt to capitalise on his previous chart success, terrifying Terry Jacks grafted its head onto the body of Seasons in the Sun, creating the musical equivalent of Frankenstein's monster. It was horrible. Horrible! But in an horrific case of road rage, when Mitch Ryder, with his wailing vocal, struggled to keep up with the Detroit Wheels' runaway backing track of ill-matched instruments as it steamrolled over this Gallic gem, oh, it was murder.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail in the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I understand. Just leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you
Christ.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail on the sun, the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough you go away, if you go away, if you go away. Ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier, tout pas s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment. Oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to hold in my hand. If you go, go away. If you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in this world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. Oh, I'd have been the shadow of your shadow if it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, please don't go away.
That was mercifully, of course, Dusty Springfield with her version of If You Go Away. More Moida next week. If you have any suggestions for terrible cover versions, really, they have to be Moida, then do let us know. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Justice must be done. 6 Music.
Weekday mornings from 7. Sean Keaveney.
Please welcome Sean William Ryder. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. When we was recording the last Monday's album, Yes Please, started to get a bit dark then, really. Yeah. You know, you got Chris and Tina who did that last album, and they was even telling the band when we was making the album, get rid of Sean, bring Rowetta in to be the lead singer.
That's unbelievable. You can't do that.
One time, they was actually going to get rid of me and bring our security guy in and make him lead singer. I'm like, well, who's going to write the songs?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7. BBC 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros are a band that I was turned onto by my friend Chris Devlin, owner of the coffee shop on Stevenson Square in Manchester, which, incidentally, is the greatest bacon sandwich in the whole world. Chris is a very, very old friend. I went to school with his brother Joe, and he kept talking about Edward Sharp and how much he loved him. And I do believe that Chris and the Coffee Pot guys made a friend of Edward Sharp. They sort out a lot of bands with food when they're in Manchester. Very community-conscious bunch. This song is great. It was a song for guy recommendation from Chris last year, but it's out now. It's called Home, and it's got a whistle in it. I'm very fond of songs with whistling in it.
The
That was Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros and Home. Mon New Rouge lost the power of speech momentarily then. More new music now in the form of King Creosote and John Hopkins from Unraveled, which is a fantastic record. This is Bats in the Attic.
And I've gone silver in my travels, growing silver in my sideburns. I'm starting to unravel, heard my heartbeat on a downhill. I counted 18 on my pulse as Corrennie Church struck 3 for 3 o'clock. What unbroken, and no doubt it's wildflower. And my diet is going to be the death of me. Sweet drum roll for those embittered big ideas. Such a
in the Attic by King Creosote and John Hopkins. I just love his voice, isn't it great? And he's a lovely man as well. They both are lovely men. It's important to know this, you know, about your musical heroes. If you're a fan of them too, then you should know that they're really, really lovely too. Speaking of lovely, James McKenzie's been in touch. He says, "Hi Guy, keep up the fine work. You'll be glad to know the show has been invaluable in calming my nerves over the past few years, but especially over the last few weeks as I've been trying to cram in revision for the latest series of BBC Mastermind. Would you believe it? I'm not sure how many questions will come up about the late 90s indie rock, great 60s soul, or 70s Genesis influenced prog rock, but I'll suggest that signing off with Midnight by Ray Charles would be an improvement on the current foreboding theme tune." And my mum used to call the Mastermind theme tune, James, Drunken Man with a Wooden Leg Going to Bed. I think she imagined the rum, dun dun dun, rum, as being a big pissed bloke making his way up the stairs. "I'm not going to tell you my specialty subject," James goes on, "as it's far too boring and I don't want to lose any cool cred I'll gather for my Song for Guy recommendation. The great playlist you've served up recently has helped me in my hour of darkness, he says, when I've realised what a fool I've been agreeing to this humiliation on national television. But it also inspired me to finally send a suggestion. He suggests, Al Green, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Imagine you'd like to hear the greatest cover version of all time, the greatest songwriters of all time, and the coolest song ever. Look no further than the Reverend Al Green's excellent late 60s cover of the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. I first stumbled upon this on a free magazine giveaway CD about 10 years ago, and it hasn't left my playlist since. I think it was added as an extra on the Green is Blue re-release in the early noughties. The title of that record, Green is Blue, inspired some other song selections at the end of the show. We'll get there in a while. First of all, though, here is the Reverend with a little bit of chat at the beginning of the recording, which I'm a huge fan of. I think people should leave more odds and ends on their recordings, just so it helps you frame the time that something was made. Here is the Reverend Al Green. Lots of luck to James McKenzie. I will be scouring the TV listings to see if I can catch you on Mastermind. Don't be intimidated by him. He's not as clever as you. He likes to pretend he is, but he's not.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That'll... All right, man. God damn. Ooh, yeah. I tell you something.
In the 40s for nicknaming jazz musicians such as Lady Day, Satchmo and the First Lady of Song was never put to better use than when Sarah Vaughan first took to the stage. Sassy Sarah was also known as Sailor Sarah thanks to her colourful language in the company of male colleagues. There was none of the delicate diva about her. The girl had attitude, the ability to command the respect of the most talented musicians of the day and a truly remarkable voice. At its best, her range stretched from the rich contralto D to a sparkling soprano top C, although later in her career, the material she was obliged to record and sing hardly touched on what she was capable of. Both her repertoire and her persona seemed to become diluted for the benefit of a mainstream audience with a thirst for romantic ballads. For a true idea of her playful character and vocal prowess, you have to look back to her earliest recordings, such as an intoxicating 1946 version of Dizzy Gillespie's Interlude, A Night in Tunisia. As her velvet voice sings smoothly between two registers, the dark, warm lows and vibrato-laden highs imbue the melody with an effortless sensuality that's surely deserving of her third and most apt nickname, the Divine One. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I lived in a dream for a moment. We loved in a midnight solitude, but I never knew at the moment love was just an interlude. I'd thrill as your arms would enfold me. A kiss of surrender set the mood. Then heaven fell down when you told me love's a passing interlude. The magic was unsurpassed, too good to last. The magic my heart once knew is dressed in blue. The shadow of night all around me, I walk in a moonlight solitude. When I thought romance really found me, love was just an interlude. The shadow of night all around me, I walk in a moonlight solitude. When I thought romance really found me, love was just an interlude.
As chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Sailor Sarah Vaughan and Interlude. Beautiful. More Beckopedia next week. Where would we be without her? The font of knowledge. Bernard Davies has been in touch about Talk Talk. He agrees with my recommendations that you should listen to the last two Talk Talk albums for the best stuff. That's Spirit of Eden and Laughingstock. But if you want to go in somewhere more accessibly, Colour of Spring, the one before. These are very, very important records to me and to many, many musicians and lots of music lovers, including Bernard. He rightfully points out that I don't talk much about the Mark Hollis solo album. He says, "Dear guy, what about playing something from Mark Hollis," which is the name of the record, "perhaps A Life 1895 to 1915, or Westward Bound, or perhaps Watershed? And while we're on the subject of Talk Talk, any chance of playing any Orang, the post-Talk Talk project of former rhythm section Lee Harris and Paul Webb? Never heard any myself, but I know Rob Young in his excellent book Electric Eden enthuses over Fields and Waves, so I'd welcome the chance to savour a taster. Kindest regards, Griff, from Mossley, the gateway to the South Pennines." Cheers, Griff. Yeah, I rarely play anything off Mark Hollis's solo record, and it is a fantastic piece of work. Just before I play it for you, I'm going to dig up the lyrics to Westward Bound, because I want to read them to you before I play it.
"He's a space nut, you know."
Here they are. "Opaline through her hair, born on an April tide, glowing in the wonder of our first child, they're my promises. A spur, a rein, the world upon my back, the pressure upon this earth. Drought's air. Sown my money, sold my shirt, sown my money, migrate. Job on the threshing line, mute I walk, idle ground, westward bound." Beautiful images for a wonderful, spellbinding, delicate piece of music. Here is Mark Hollis and Westward Bound. Thank you.
close, no wonder lost a child. They're my promises,
Mark Hollis from the album of the same name and Westward Bound. And Bernard, or Griff as he prefers to be known, I wonder why, sorry mate, also suggested that we hear some Orang. Yes, Lee Harris and Paul Webb were the rhythm section from Talk Talk, and they went on to make some brilliant experimental music. The Orang record Herd of Instinct also features Beth Gibbons from Portishead and Matt Johnson from Thither as well. Anyway, I've chosen the title track Orang from Herd of Instinct. Let's see how much we can hear before the top of the hour. Cheers, Griff. Thank you.
BBC Radio. Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Love Stop Repeat and A Busy Heart Beating Strong. It's a great tune, isn't it? And before the top of the hour, we heard Orang with Orang from Herd of Instinct. Listening to that reminds me of a time in my life when pretty much literally all I had was my record collection. I used to drift endlessly to that stuff. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour until the great Don Letts takes over. And somebody I met through this show is the wonderful Jessica Hoop. This was from a Snow Globe EP. It's called While You Were Away. And it's a beautiful, touching song. Dark images, but really about big love. Here she is our Jessica, and While You Were Away. She's a ginormous heart on her and a huge brain and a wonderful voice and bags of talent. Makes you sick. Our Jessica Hoop, why isn't she enormous? Why isn't she a huge star? I think she will be.
BBC.
Think you know Don Letts.
I'm with dub and reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have the drive through time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done. And I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday with Don Letts Culture Clash Radio from midnight on Six Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Okay, something we've been doing over the last few weeks, which I mentioned at the top of the show, is playing you a song that you've heard before and asking you to listen with fresh ears. Now, the Lars story is a sad one, if you ask me. Some members of the Lars went on to form Cast, of course. But the Lars, Lee Mavis particularly, they had trouble finishing their work. On the strength of the song I'm going to play you, they were fought over, as used to happen in the music industry, by lots of major labels who wanted to sign them. And they went into the studio with many producers time and time again. And whenever the album was nearly finished, they'd get cold feet, decide it wasn't good enough, and burn the master tapes. What ended up being released as the Lars album was demos, mostly, that had been cobbled together on record company instruction. And even though it's a brilliant record and it's all we have of the Lars, you can't help but wonder what they could have done if they hadn't have had cold feet over the music. It's a sad tale, but this song is what drew all those record companies to them and made them think that these guys were capable of anything. I want you to concentrate on every chord, the build-up of the riffs before the drums come in at the beginning of the song. From then on, listen to the delivery of the vocal. It's full of tenderness, it's full of innocence, and it's full of energy. It says to me, lads, in an alleyway, full of youth, full of love, and raring to go. This is the beautiful, the wonderful, the exquisite, There She Goes. Perfect, perfect, beautiful pop music from the Lars, and There She Goes. Did that throw up anything new for you that you've not heard before in the song, arrangement-wise, lyric-wise, the energy of it? Do let me know, I am interested. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And please do suggest more songs that we can listen to as if for the first time. Tom Waits. I'm always getting emails saying, Guy, you play too much Tom Waits. Well, I just want to point out, I get as many emails saying, Guy, you can't play enough Tom Waits. Scotty was in touch. In fact, it's Scotty's email address, but it's actually Martine. She says, go on, get on with it. Play more Tom Waits. Who cares? And Julie Penfold says the same thing. Come on, you can't play enough Tom Waits. Well, I know what puts people off Tom Waits sometimes. It's his voice. There's nothing you can do about that. If you've got a distinctive voice, then people are going to love it or hate it. I think that's better than having a wishy-washy, middle-of-the-road style, don't you? Anyway, I love Tom Waits. I'm going to play a gentler vocal. This is a very nostalgic love song. I think it rings very, very true. I think this is a song from somebody to another person who they've loved for a very, very long time. I like to imagine it's Tom Waits' wife, Kathleen Brennan, that this song is written for. It's Take It With Me. Listen to the words dead carefully. It's gorgeous.
Phones off the hook. No one knows where we are. It's a long time since I drank champagne. The ocean's blue as your eyes. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Oh, long since gone. Now way back when we lived in Coney Island. There ain't no good thing ever dies. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Far, far away. Train whistle blows. Wherever you're going, wherever you've been, waving goodbye at the end of the day. You're up and you're over and you're far away. Always for you. Forever yours. It felt just like the old days. We fell asleep on Beulah's porch. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. All broken down by the side of the I was never more alive or alone. I've worn the faces off all the cards. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. The children are playing the end of the day. Strangers are singing on along. There's got to be more than flesh and bone. All that you've loved is all you own. In a land there's a town, town there's a house, and in that house there's a woman, and in that woman there's a heart I love. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Thank you.
wonderful Mule Variations. That's the very touching Take It With Me by Tom Waits. Oh. Time to dive into the BBC archive and unearth a Desert Island Disc snippet. Most of the Desert Island Disc programmes are now available for you to listen to whenever you want online, and I believe they have the songs in full, but some of them got the chop before they were put in the archive to try and save space when it was all on tape and that kind of thing. So John Huston, famous director and screenwriter and father of Angelica Huston, his Desert Island Disc did get snipped up, so I've unearthed a bit of it and I want to play this next tune. It's his father, Walter Huston, singing September Song, and here is John Huston talking a little bit more about his life.
Then you went to Paris to paint. How long did that last?
About a year.
Some directing in the Broadway Theatre, back to Hollywood, some successful scripts, and your first assignment as a director, The Maltese Falcon. Was that subject given to you, or did you choose it?
No, I chose it. It had been made a couple of times.
Yes.
But I'd never thought real justice had been done it. And I took the book, a book written by a friend of mine, a great writer, I think, to this day, Dashiell Hammett.
Yes.
And simply edited the book. It was hardly a job of script writing, rather one of editing. Made it into a picture.
Now, your first picture was a runaway success. Did that present problems?
No, it cleared the way of difficulties.
Great. You did a couple more, then went into the United States Army and shot some documentaries. Back in civilian clothes, you directed your father in The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. That must have been rewarding.
Yes, the director has a way of becoming the father figure on the set, so our roles were rather reversed.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd share with you. These golden days I'd share with you. And the wine dwindles down to a precious brew. September, November, and these few vintage years I'd share with you. These vintage years I'd share with you.
Chosen by his son, John Huston, that was Walter Huston and September Song. More Desert Island Disc snippets next week. Katrine Mulker has been in touch. She's a lovely girl and a fan and a friend of Elbows. She says, Guy, when I heard Gabby Young first, I thought at once, this is something for Guy. I checked the web if you'd played her, but I found just two tracks that have been played by Steve Lamacq. Her voice is amazing and the emotion in her songs goes from roaring funny to melancholic and bluesy. Well, this is a great tune, Katrine. I hope you're well, sweetheart, and I dare say I'll see you in November when we tour Europe. This is Ladies of the Lake by Gabby Young and other animals. Gabby Young and Other Animals, chosen by Katrin, and that was Ladies of the Lake. Josh T. Pearson was the lead singer of a band called Lift to Experience that Elbow toured with many, many moons ago. A wonderful man with my favourite male vocal around. He oozes spirituality of a very dark nature a lot of the time, and his love songs are beyond compare. This fantastic thing that he's putting out very soon, the 3rd of October, is called Sorry With a Song. I believe it, I believe him, and I love him very much. Josh, if you're listening, happy trails.
Please tell me why I square rested my head last night. Last time you left, I got my drunk ass whooped in a fight. No lie. My whole life's been one cliched, crooked, unfinished line after line after line after line. It's been my curse and my crazy cuckoo to plot most of my life's time after time. From the start, I told you my dark, all of a checkered past. Yeah, nah. Sky ruined the lives of those I love without so much as a bass backwards glance. In the long lost roads down and blacked out recovery. How I took the great God Jehovah's grace to re-uncover me. I said sometimes it's better just not to ask, but your love stood strong and pressed hard on through that. Maybe I should have lied, but my two wrongs wouldn't add it up to anything right. And have a bit of it sounds upon its ear, and it's true, I have been tried. Backpack up all of my things. Maybe if I hadn't drank all of my money behind the bars, I just could have bought you a ring. And from the last doing time, I got those walking papers built up behind your jail. I'd barely been unpacked, and that makes twice now in 4 to 6 months that I've had to ask your ass back. Sweetheart, you just gotta let me know. Should I stay in? If not, where the hell you reckon I'd go? Maybe I should have lied, my two wrongs when I added up to the right. And I know I don't make it right, singing a gentle lullaby. Please accept my humble song.
The amazing Josh T. Pearson out on October the 3rd. That was Sorry With a Song. What a fantastic voice. Speaking of which, and really quite a sad song, this is Joanna Newsom from the album Have One On Me, which is a strange title for a record. This one's called On A Good Day. This rings terrible true as well. It's a very, very short song, and it's predicting the inevitable end of a love affair. It's a really sad but incredibly beautiful, intricate lyric. Do focus on the words of Joanna Newsom's On A Good Day.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for the remainder. I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines right down to that you have chosen.
Wow. Joanna Newsom and On a Good Day. Terribly sad, terribly beautiful. I love it. Let's make a rainbow before the end of the programme, shall we? We'll start with the colour red, and let's make it a red right hand.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Red Right Hand. What's the next colour we should pick for our rainbow, our musical rainbow? Tenuous Garvey, I hear you scoff. Yeah, it is, but who cares? Let's have a little Brian Eno. I don't usually care for his music, if I'm honest, and Mark Riley's fond of arguing with me on that point, but here is the beautiful Deep Blue Day. Brian Eno and Deep Blue Day. I do love that. The next colour in our rainbow should be green, and it's already been pointed out to me by my boss at BBC North, Ian Bent, who's a lovely man, that I've found many, many excuses to play this next song. I've just found a new one, this ridiculous tenuous rainbow thing that I'm indulging in. Here are Green Gloves. I actually got to interview Matt from The National on this song. And he told me he'd not seen his friends for a long time, and he went back home and he wondered what they'd been up to, and he was so curious to see if they'd changed and what they'd been doing with their lives that he felt like he was going through their belongings with forensic sort of science. So the green gloves in question are those green rubber gloves that you put on if you don't want to soil or leave prints on things. So a little bit of a creepy thought behind this song, but I absolutely love his delivery. Here is The National. The next colour in our rainbow is green, and it's green gloves. We've had red in the right hand, we've had a deep blue, and those were green gloves by The National. Let's just throw a pink in, eh, to finish our rainbow off. I'm aware I've not got any yellow there, but there's a good reason for that. Here's lovely old Nick Drake, Pink Moon.
Say Pink Moon is on his way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, then I get you on the Pink Moon. Yeah, Pink Moon. Pink, 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 pink
pink moon, then I get you on. It's a pink moon.
Wistful and beautiful and sunshiny. He did leave us some great music. That was Nick Drake and Pink Moon.
Mantra Luna! Mantra Luna!
Moon is perhaps a good subject for music on a Sunday night. So let's stick with the moon theme. This lovely, simple, repetitive thing is by Speck Mountain, and I find myself singing it whenever there's a moon. It's Hey Moon. Mountain and Hey Moon. If you've missed the title of any of the songs on this week's Finest Hour, you can go and have a look online. If you look at shows by year, it'll show you everything that I've ever played, and most of the time there's a little bit of background. You can click on the song and the BBC kindly provide a profile for most of the artists featured. Don Letts coming up next. An amazing programme as always, I'm sure, is promised. Thanks Six Music for giving me this job. I do love it very, very much. Thanks particularly to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me stitch the show together here at BBC North. Thank you so much to the Beckopedia for that lovely, enlightening look at Sarah Vaughan. I didn't realise she swore like a sailor, and it will change the way I listen to her music. It'll just put like a naughty smirk on my face whenever I hear her voice. Thank you to everyone who recommended songs. Thanks to everyone for all your lovely emails, including the ones about Elbow, which I don't read out, but they are appreciated. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
Midnight, I spent my life.